I'm Amy Scott from Marketplace. Let's do the number. It's sunscreen season, everybody. As anyone facing the morning struggle before sending their kids off to camp well knows. And who can blame the kids? Sunscreen, at least in this country, seems to come in just two textures, greasy or pasty. That has to do with the ingredients called filters that offer protection against harmful UV rays. And that matters because if it feels icky, people are less likely to use it. Amanda Mull is a staff writer at The Atlantic and wrote about this dilemma recently. And I was surprised to find out that other countries have better options.
Our sunscreens in the United States, they are a little bit less technologically advanced than some of what people have overseas. The FDA has not approved a new filter ingredient for use in for broad use in the United States since the 1990s. In Europe, Asia, and Australia, they have almost double the filters available for cosmetic chemists that we have. These other filters are just a little bit easier to formulate into what is often called in the business aesthetically elegant products. We're not allowed to have them right now.
Something that people don't mind putting on.
Yes, things that feel good, things that are invisible on the skin, things that basically act like more of a skincare product than like a sunscreen. And I think a lot of people think of those things separately because the experience of using them is a little bit different.
So why has the FDA been slow to approve these other filters? Are there safety concerns about these chemicals?
Based on the people who I talk to, the safety concerns are not significant. Sunscreen is regulated by the FDA as an over-the-counter drug, which means that the active ingredients in it have to be deemed generally, let me see if I can remember the acronym, generally regarded as safe and effective. GRACE. Mm-hmm. versus...
It's a graceful acronym, you might say.
Yes. Once these ingredients are approved, they're not proprietary. They're available for any manufacturer to use. So doing the amount of testing that the FDA requires for this approval is really expensive and really, really time consuming. And they're relying on private companies to do that. You've got companies on the one hand who are like, we don't want to do this. We have a lot of real world safety data because a lot of these products have been approved and in use in other countries, including in the European Union for 10 plus years. But it's not like exactly the kind of evidence that the FDA wants. And it's just sort of like this endless back and forth where none of the structures set up to move this forward are working very well because of the specific type of problem it is.
And yet, as you report, Americans are buying these products. How are people getting them? Is it legal to do so?
It is sort of a gray area. The internet, in its vast capacity to provide products to people, has given Americans opportunities to both learn about these products and to buy them. One that's particularly popular is a Biore sunscreen that feels like a skincare serum. I think I bought my tube for like $12 a couple years ago. And it's available from third-party sellers on Amazon. It's the same multinational cosmetics company that makes the pore strips that you rip out all the gunk from your nose with them. So these are companies that operate in the United States and market products in the United States, but there's just this category of product that they sell in many, many other countries that they can't sell here.
Do you have a sense that this is going to change? I mean, is the FDA catching on to the demand for these products and the need, right? Because as you write, skin cancer is the leading type of cancer in this country.
Right. You know, all of the experts that I spoke to really felt wholeheartedly that if we had better sunscreens and more enjoyable sunscreens to use, then we help solve that behavioral aspect of sunscreen usage. But I don't think that there's like a great deal of optimism that the FDA will act with any particular urgency in the near future. In 2014, Congress passed an act that was intended to specifically speed along the FDA's evaluation of these ingredients, but it didn't change the data requirements at all for how these get GRACE approved. The experts I spoke with said that they just feel like the FDA is not addressing skin cancer as the public health threat that they believe it is, and that it seems to be by the numbers. So there's just this sort of stagnation, I think, at hand here.
All right. Amanda Mull wrote about why other countries have better sunscreen at The Atlantic. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.